Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical advice on how to be happier. Today's tip, take a run or a fast walk and use gratitude to keep yourself going. We all know that running is good for your health and can generally make you feel better, but it also takes a lot of effort. How do you keep moving when you're tired, but you still want to put one foot in front of the other? Runner's World magazine recently asked people for ideas. And while there were some comments about granola bars and power drinks, people agreed that the number one best way to motivate yourself was the gratitude mile. The idea started with a runner named Melissa Emery. She said she uses the gratitude mile on long runs when she's starting to hit the wall. For the next mile, she just focuses on the good things about the run, the beautiful view or the sunshine. She said, "I'm grateful for my legs, and even though they hurt, I know I can do this." By the time that gratitude mile ends, she's able to continue. Even if a mile is the full amount you run or walk, that's okay too. You can still use gratitude to keep yourself moving. When you feel yourself getting tired or wanting to turn back, change your mindset instead. It's natural to focus on everything that hurts, but you do much better if you focus on appreciating the moment and the things that are around you. A lot of research has been done showing that while endurance is certainly influenced by your physical condition, it's also very much affected by your emotional state. Certified running coach Lauren Norris says that your brain often succumbs to fatigue much earlier than your muscles do. To keep your brain energized, you can go through a list of all the things that you appreciate about the run. Laura said she'll have a list in her head, appreciating that she has new shoes on her feet, specially designed running clothes, and a safe neighborhood to run in. She said, "It floods me with gratitude to ponder these things, and that gratitude carries my legs for many miles more." A lot of runners wear GPS watches so they can track how they're doing and share their exercise logs on social media. A couple of weeks ago, the company Garmin, which makes some of the most popular GPS watches, was cyberhacked, and their data was held for a reported $10 million in ransom. For several days, people couldn't download the runs that their Garmin watches had recorded, and they couldn't easily post to Strava, the popular social network where runners and bikers show off what they've done. As one person tweeted, "What if I have an FKT and I can't prove it?" Now, I'd never heard of an FKT, so I did a little research. It turns out to be a fastest known time. If you're running on a short, unknown segment near your own house, you might be able to get your own FKT, since not too many other people have been there. But getting the fastest known time on popular runs and trails is a big deal. Some of the men and women who've done it are pretty incredible, and not just for their physical achievements. Consider a guy named Joe McConaughey from Boston, Massachusetts, who has set all sorts of records from coast to coast. He holds FKTs on the Appalachian Trail and the Pacific Crest Trail. Last month, he set a record on a trail in Vermont, completing 273 miles in 5 days. It's a grueling, steep, and very rocky run, and he cut his toothbrush in half to carry less weight. But here is where gratitude comes in and what truly blew me away. He didn't want the run to be just for himself. He said that he's grateful to be welcomed into the running community, and everybody else should be allowed to feel that way too. In the cause of social justice, he carried 8 rocks in his pockets, weighing nearly a pound. Remember, this is a guy who cut his toothbrush in half. He had written a name on each one of the rocks, including Trayvon, Brianna, and George, 8 Black people killed by police brutality. He described it as a physical and emotional weight that he wanted to bear. As he started day 5 of his run, he said, "All I'm going to be practicing today is gratitude." When you're out running or walking for any distance, it's helpful to stay in the moment and stay positive. And if you can focus on something other than yourself, your gratitude can extend even farther. So today, go out for a run or walk. Use gratitude to keep yourself going and see if your gratitude mile or half mile makes you feel better than ever. Thanks for joining me. I'd love to hear how gratitude keeps you going. You can reach me at the podcast link at the website www.gratitudediaries.com. Have a great day and see you tomorrow. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.